This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Extension Soil Health Specialist Carlos Perez from the NDSU campus in Fargo. And Carlos, soil health can be a complex thing. Can you simplify that for us?
We can try to centralize in three different things: the chemical part of the soil, the physical, and the biological one. So for our soil to work for us, we need to think on organic carbon, which is organic matter, which is the food for microbes. Microbes will become active. It will start to release nutrients into the system and be able to build soil structure over time.
All right, good stuff. And hey, we'll talk about the soil health journey when we come back.
Talk about a win-win. It's the best frozen pizza in the region and here to help you reach your organization fundraising goal. Ole and Lena's Pizzeria offers more than 30 unique and delicious flavors. We also offer premium soups, cookies, and desserts. We drive anywhere in North Dakota to drop off your order for no charge. On average, each organization earns about 34% of their gross sales. Check out our website at oleandlinas.pizza or call us at 218-998-6537. Italian spice, Norwegian nice. That's Ole and Lena's Pizzeria. For nonstop action and big-time fun, come on over to Skydancer Casino in Belcourt, your number one destination for winning. Hit the slots, test your luck at the tables, score big at the sportsbook, and enjoy live entertainment that'll keep the party going all night long. Dine in style at Fire's Edge Steakhouse or grab a bite at the buffet. And when it's time to relax, stay the night in our comfy hotel rooms. Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky's the limit. Visit SkydancerCasino.com.
Talking soil health today with Carlos Perez. And Carlos, tell us about how long it takes a farmer to improve soil health.
When we talk about soil health, a few things are visible, but most of them are actually invisible. And that's why we need farmers to be persistent in improving soil health. First thing that happens in the soil is a biological process. So if we provide residue food for microbes, they will become active, will transform crop residue into organic matter, which will release nutrients into the system. That will improve soil structure over time, which is when we start to see things, it becomes visible. And then that's when we actually have improved water availability and drainage. And that really depends where you are. Because if you are in the western part of the state where you have less precipitation, it just takes longer to improve soil health compared to the east. And we know that in the east, sometimes farmers want air and drainage rather than just more water.
All right. Excellent stuff. Thank you so much, Carlos. And that brings this report to a close. It also brings our series to a close this year. Thank you for all the stations and sponsors and everybody that helps make this report possible. Until next time around, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Ole and Lena's Pizzeria. Italian spice, Norwegian nice. By Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky's the limit. And enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.